The budget the legislature passed and the governor signed this past summer cut state tobacco prevention funding by more than half. Vince Wilmore with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids says Wisconsin's cut was deeper than all but five or six other states. And yet it came in a year when anti-smoking groups were successful in achieving two of their major goals.
What strikes us is that Wisconsin has taken two big steps forward and one big step backwards.
Wilmore says those steps forward included a cigarette tax increase of 75 cents per pack, which was on top of the dollar per pack increase in the last budget. They also included a statewide smoking ban that will take effect next summer. And yet, smoking prevention programs were among the biggest losers in Wisconsin's budget debate, getting cut to just under $7 million a year compared to the roughly $15 million they received the year before. Wilmore says that's disturbing.
Because it's happening at the same time that the higher tax and that the smoke-free law is going to be encouraging more people to seek help in quitting. So it's really critical that Wisconsin continue to fund those services to help smokers quit successfully and to prevent kids from smoking.
The Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids says the cuts mean that per capita, Wisconsin is now spending about 12.5% of what the Center for Disease Control recommends for smoking prevention. That puts it at 33rd in the nation, down from 24th a year ago. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.